This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's worth taking a minute here to remember that back at the beginning of all this tariff stuff, before the retaliation and the back and forth and the all of it, which really seems like a very long time ago, it started with steel and aluminum. There are provisions in tariff regulations and law for American companies that use imported steel they say they can't get from American suppliers to request what are called exclusions, to have specific imported items excluded from the tariffs. More than 28,000 exclusion requests have been filed with the Department of Commerce, including a handful from the Max Detweiler Company. They make precision steel blades used in commercial printing. Walter Siegenthaler is the executive vice president at Detweiler. We've talked to him, I think, at least once. Mr. Detweiler, it's good to have you back.
Good to speak to you again, Kai.
Last time we had you on, we kind of went through the tariff exemption exclusion process. You were in the middle of a bunch of it. I don't think we could say you were hopeful. How's it going?
Kind of mixed, because out of the 9 exclusions we requested, 3 of them got granted, and 5 of them got denied, and 1 of them we don't have an answer yet.
Well, that's not a great batting average, and I'm sure it's not doing much for your bottom line, yeah?
Yeah, it's helping a little bit. It's better than all denied, but it's what's confusing for us is we have no clue why some of them got denied and some of them not, because it's the same material, a little bit of difference in thickness, but we are talking about a difference of 0.02 of an inch, and suddenly it got denied.
And you don't know whether it's there's some American company who has objected or some American company who could make this product, but you just don't know.
Well, during the comment period, there were no comments, and we are not aware of that anybody can make this product. What we are afraid of is they looked at it and say, okay, it's a thicker material that can be made, but our material has to be very, very clean. It's a refined steel. Otherwise, we are damaging the printing cylinder while we are wiping it. So I think that is totally missed. But it's very difficult. We ask for more information, and we have not gotten anything. It's very difficult to know which way to go. It's confusing.
I'm sure it is. Last time we spoke, you said, you know, if push comes to shove, you might have to just import the finished products and forget about the 20 or 25 jobs there you have in Huntersville. Where are you on that continuum now?
Well, we are talking to our counterparts in Switzerland to change certain things around. The ones which are approved, we will continue manufacturing here, but we are definitely looking at different options that we can manufacture some of the products in Switzerland and get them in as finished products.
And thus not need as many people working in the United States?
That's going to have some of an effect, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is this process over for you now? Is there any appeal you can make on the 5 that get rejected and the 1 that's out there in limbo, or are you just done?
Well, we're looking at what to do exactly. We are in contact with our representatives to see if they can help us to get an answer out of the Department of Commerce to see what's going on, why some of them got denied. So we're trying to work on all corners and hopefully get some more going. But right now we don't know. So we have to be prepared for just about anything right now.
Sure. Do you take any solace from what appears to be the beginning of agreement to reach a deal to perhaps come to some kind of understanding on trade between the European Union and the president, the White House, that was announced the other day?
Well, we have a little bit of hope, but I think we're still pretty far away from knowing where it's going. In the meantime, we have to bring raw material in so we can produce our products. Otherwise, we can't just wait and sit here.
Walter Siegenthaler is the executive vice president of Max Detweiler. We got him at the offices in Huntersville, North Carolina. Mr. Siegenthaler, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai. Appreciate it.